Go ahead.
Thank you. This conference will now be recorded. Good afternoon, everyone. We will call our meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is October the 5th of 2022, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll to confirm we have a quorum of the council. Council members, please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio. Lila Miller.
Here.
Beth Meyer. Paul Bixney.
Here.
Allison Klein. Dan DiAranzetta.
Here.
Lois Darlene Liable Crow. We need one more for a quorum. Have any other council members joined our line? Mr. Sellers, are you aware of any excused absences from our council members?
Yes, just Allison Klein, but she is the only one who is not supposed to be on the call today.
Thank you.
I'm going to mute my phone, and I'm going to call Joe Delvecchio right now.
Thank you so much. In the meantime, let's go ahead and confirm the staff we have on the line. I believe we have Mo Madani, our technical manager, Justin Vogel, our attorney, Ms. Campbell, executive director, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Chip Sellers. Do we have any other staff on the line that have not been mentioned?
Marita, Justin is not on the call.
Okay, thank you so much. Do we have guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording?
Brad Schiffer's on.
Thank you, Brad.
And Jim Schock.
Jim Schock, thank you.
Matt Amster, application number 3.
Thank you, Matt.
Don Cardello, Julie Hennigan, and Frank Morales from Cube 3.
Can you spell your last name, please?
John Cardello, C-A-R-D-E-L-L-O. Julie, could you spell yours, and Frank, you?
Last name Hennigan, H-E-N-N-A-G-I-M.
Last name Moradiellos, M-O-R-A-D-I-E-L-L-O-S.
Y'all are with item number 2 or item number 1 on our list today?
Item number 4, which is 411-419 Michigan. Number 3 on the waivers.
Thank you. Who will be the spokesperson today for item number 3?
It will be myself and Julie Hennigan.
Thank you. Mr. Cardello and Ms. Hennigan.
This is Matt Amster. I'm on that same one, and I'll be making the introductory statements.
Thank you.
Marlita?
Yes.
I got Joe Delvecchio on the phone, and he said he's going to be calling in. I called Beth Meyer, and she is at the state EOC. Unexpectedly, and so she will not be on the call, but Joe Delvecchio is supposed to be calling.
Thank you.
Did Darlene call in, Ms. Crow?
I have not seen her name pop up yet.
Okay, I'll call her as well.
Thank you so much. We also also have a Robert Alexander. Are you representing property number two, Mr. Alexander?
This is Matt Amster again. Robert's with my office. He may have some difficulty with his audio, but
he's
part of our team. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all for your patience. Let's give Mr. Sellers one more moment. We'll go ahead and advise all of you to please be mindful of any background noise that's going on in your office, any typing, someone talking outside your office. It can be heard if you're on a speakerphone and it does interrupt the meeting. So we just ask you to be mindful of that. You can mute and unmute your phone by hitting *6 and #6. *6 to mute and #6 to unmute in most cases if you do not already have a mute button on your line.
I spoke to Ms. Crow, and she said that she was trying to call in, and she was getting a voicemail. And I went over the process with her again, and she said she was going to be trying to call in right now as well.
Thank you. Let's give them another few seconds to get in there. Thank you all for your patience.
Hey, Chip.
Hey, Joe.
Okay.
Mr. Cooper? Welcome to the meeting.
Well, I thank you very much. I got in from Europe is playing havoc with me.
Well, we thank you for being here. That does give us a quorum for the meeting. Let's move ahead with approval of the agenda as posted. Council members, do we have a motion to approve?
I apologize. We move that we approve the agenda.
Mr. Bixney with the motion. Who is the second, please?
I second that motion, Del Vecchio.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Next, we would like to review and approve the previous minutes of August the 2nd of 2022 if there are no recommended changes or corrections. We'll need a motion.
I apologize, move that we approve the minutes.
Vecchio seconds.
Thank you both. All those in favor of the previous minutes as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Next, we'd like an update on the Commission's action from August of 2022 waiver applications. Mr. Badani?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Mo Madani. The actions of the commission with regard to the waivers which were taken up last meeting mainly the commission affirmed the council's recommendation with the exception to waiver 581. That waiver, I think the council at that point did not reach consensus on it. And for that, the commission mainly with regard to the final action is to grant the waiver on the basis of economic hardship. Thank you.
Thank you. First item item up for review today. Number one, Days Inn of Ocala North, waiver number 574. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility, and the project progress is under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story hotel with 11,696 square feet and 65 rooms. The hotel has two wings in an L-shaped configuration. The front wing of the building has 25 rooms, which are currently operating and functional. The rear wing has 40 rooms with 20 on the first floor and 20 on the second floor. And this wing is undergoing maintenance. Proposed alteration consisting of painting, flooring, windows, doors, and light remodeling. The engineer for the project stated that it would be technically infeasible to provide a vertical accessibility to the second floor due to the lack of space on the site to locate an exterior type lift, the lack of proper exterior circulation width, as well as restrictions within an already built and operating business facility. Then the engineer stated that it would be extreme hardship to provide accessibility to the second floor, as it would require demolishing a large portion of the building. First floor of the hotel is fully accessible. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical feasibility.
Thank you. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions?
Yes, this is Sila Miller. Just to clarify, I guess any of your other guests with like heavy luggage, they would just basically have to navigate the stairs up and down manually.
Do we have anyone representing Days Inn? There apparently is no one on the line, Ms. Miller, to answer the question.
But
okay,
yes,
thank you.
There is no elevator, so yes, if somebody was to be on the second floor, they would have to carry everything up. But once again, the first floor is fully accessible.
Understood.
Council members, any further questions? Is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, council, back to you for a motion and or a recommendation.
This is Sila Miller. I would vote to grant the exception.
Thank you. Second?
I call this in second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on technical and feasibility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion stands. We are now on item number two, Gonzalez Office Building, waiver number 586. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second and third floors. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project is in plan review. The compliance estimate and amount spent on accessibility features equals $302,429. The project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years is $115,021 with an economic hardship threshold of 263%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second and third floors of an existing office building with a floor area of 6,150 square feet. The existing building has two main floors and an occupied attic.
Darlene's here. I'm sorry.
Thank you for joining us.
The project cost is $208,633 for the alteration, with $93,612 going towards accessibility. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, and two new porches. The applicant has submitted three cost estimates of $208,633, $212,317, $17,325,315 for an elevator. The architect stated the design solutions to address the ADA accessibility deficiencies along with the accessible path reworked the existing toilet rooms and drinking fountains on the first floor and second floor to be ADA compliant and reconfigured the existing stair and handrails of the main stair to be ADA compliant. This ADA corrective work comprises of the majority of the proposed scope of work for the project. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Mr. Stellers. Mr. Lane, we are on item number 2.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any questions or comments from the council?
Yes, this here is Joe DeVecchio. Seeing that the work on the first level seems to be very extensive, and it certainly addresses the needs of the individuals where accessibility is required, I make a motion that the commission grants the waiver on grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Just before we get a second, Darlene, did you have another comment?
No.
Okay.
I was just going to make a second to his motion.
Let's hold that 1 second. Do we have anyone from
okay.
with questions or comments? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second on the table to grant based on economic hardship. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We are now on item number 3, 411-419 Michigan Avenue, waiver number 590. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility of the first floors. The project type is a historical preservation alteration, project progress, and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility of the first floors of two historic buildings. The historic building consists of a 508-square-foot structure built in 1933 as a garage and a 681-square-foot two-story structure built in 1934 as a residence. According to the applicant, both buildings will be relocated, elevated over 4 feet above their original elevation, due elevation to address sea level rise and flooding issues and adaptivity reuse for commercial use such as a cafe. As part of the restoration, the second floor of the two-story building will be removed to open up to the interior, and the roof of the one-story building will be removed to provide unique open-air seating area for the cafe. Further, the applicant stated that providing for vertical accessibility via elevator lift and or ramp to access the ground floor retail of the historic buildings would completely destroy the historical integrity of the buildings by obscuring and requiring irreparable changes. According to the Miami Beach Planning Department, in order to accommodate vertical accessibility to the raised historic buildings, substantial modifications to the historical exteriors would be required, including extensive ramps and or lifts, all of which would compromise the historical integrity of the Mediterranean Revival design. Further, according to Florida Department of State, with the amount space provided between the building's entrance and the sidewalk, there is no technical feasible way to erect an ADA compliant ramp, and that the compliance with the requirements for accessibility routes and entrances would threaten or destroy the historical significance of the said structures. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical significance and technical and feasibility.
Thank you. Do we have anyone, Mr. Matt Amster, I believe you have an opening comment.
Yes. Matt Amster, I'm with the firm Burkow, Riddell, Fernandez, Larkin, and Tappanen.
We can barely hear you, Mr. Amster.
Sure. Matt Amster, is this better? Can you hear me better?
A little bit, yes.
So I'm with the firm in Miami here today representing the applicant and property owner. We had introductions earlier with our design team. That was John Cardello, Frank Moradios, Julie Hennigan. We have Robert Alexander from my office, and I think Joseph Diamond from ownership. Mr. Sellers has definitely laid out most of the particulars. I just wanted to add that this is a challenging site. We went through a very lengthy historic preservation application and approval process at the city, where these two structures were very important to both move to prominence at the front of the street from behind at the middle of the property, and then also raise them, and I believe it's actually over 5 feet height differential at the street to the design flood elevation that these will be at, which is very important for their historic preservation and longevity. So that's where it becomes very technically infeasible to put in ramps and or lifts. These are very small structures. One is only 681 square feet, the other 508 square feet. And then to the north of these, on the same part of the project, there is a partial foundation from a previous project that never went forward, and we're adaptively reusing that to create an office building, which will have ground floor retail. And that office building, including that retail, is 100% ADA accessible. And further, while we do intend this historic building to be used as a cafe, there is a patio at the sidewalk level, and service will be provided, so there is ability for them to enjoy the food and drink from the cafe. Our entire team is here to answer any questions, and it is a complicated site. We do have plans. If you wanted to walk through that, we're happy to illustrate and highlight the challenges.
Thank you. Do any of the other team members have any comments? Hearing none.
Us.
I'm sorry, sir?
None from Cube 3.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions from you before we move to the public?
Yes, please. This is Sila Miller. Could you address the seating capacity of the patio that you spoke of?
Yeah, I think there's at least 12 seats on the patio.
Thank you.
Council, any other clarifying questions?
Yes, this is Joe DeVecchio. Scott Hawkins, the questions. What's the seating capacity of the rest of the restaurant?
I don't know. I don't have an interior layout. Maybe John can weigh in, but the square footage is actually really small for this, so it may only be, you know, 10 to 15 total seats on the inside.
Yes, that is correct. It's such a small space. By the time we put back of house in and everything, we're going to have very minimal seating. This was really intended to be a give back to the community that we're restoring the historic building, but it has its challenges with the changes in levels in order to preserve the look and the intent that the city's looking for.
Can I answer your question, Mr. DelVecchio?
Just give me a moment. I'm thinking this through. Okay, I do understand that you have a differential in height variation on the site in respect to the size of the building. Am I correct in understanding that?
Yes, the original building was already raised up from the ground level and had stairs accessing it as the period historic building would be. However, by moving it, we needed to meet FEMA regulations and raise an additional height and add additional stairs to there. So by the fact that we're trying to meet FEMA to protect from hurricanes and any damage to the structure, it already had a height differential that was increased by the requirements of FEMA.
think that adequately addresses my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council members with questions or comments? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public that would like to comment or ask questions at this time? Hearing none, back to the council. All those in favor, well, we need a motion, please, to...
Paul Goodsman motion. That we grant the waiver based on historic significance.
We have a
second. Seeing that Dixie made the motion, I think I'm compelled to second it.
Thank you, Mr. Delvecchio. Any further discussion amongst the council? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant this waiver based on historical nature and as a friendly amendment, the staff also issued technical and feasibility. Would you like to include that, Mr. Vixney?
Sure.
Mr. Delvecchio, do you approve?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. The motion is to grant this waiver based on historical nature and technical and feasibility as staff recommended. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is granted. Do we have any other business to bring before the council today?
I'd just like to say a few words to the staff and to my fellow committee members.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to sincerely apologize that I entered the meeting late today. It's just been a rough schedule, and I hope that you all accept my apology. I know that time is of value to all of you, and I want everybody to take care. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you. Thank you. It is 2:30, and this meeting is now adjourned. Have a good day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
Thanks.
You too.